Hi, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Nonsense and Know-How. I'm your big host, Big Will, and with me, what are you shaking your head? Go! What are you shaking your head for?
You haven't introduced us yet.
Yeah, but you sitting there, alright, I'm Big Will, and these are my two dum-dums.
One dum-dum.
One dum-dum and one pleasantly plump husky sidekick.
Fuck you. I'm a sexy animal, thank you very much.
Somebody I'll give you the animal. Shit. You said yesterday you were
Anyways,
husky.
Anyways, my name's Elijah. I'm the best on the show. Thank you very much.
Sorry, I'm allergic to bullshit.
It's Rexy Poo, guys. What's going on?
Yeah, so I'm bringing this up right now.
And that's only because...
Because somebody thinks that DC is better than Marvel.
Because it is.
Conversation.
And what universe is DC better than Marvel?
None.
Not even in the DC universe is DC
Doctor
better
Strange
than Marvel.
Strange wouldn't be able to find a universe where it's better.
How you can even say Marvel's even like even in the same ballpark when Marvel's only been relevant the last 15 years maybe since
Marvel's
the freaking movies came out.
But in those 15 years, it's completely surpassed DC.
DC has always been the top dog.
Dog shit.
Top dog.
Flat top out. Dog shit. Top shelf dog shit.
If you look at Superman and Batman, they're the most...
Don't bring in that powerless, brainiac, nerdy sumbitch Batman.
Technically, if you want to be... Tony Stark is technically the same thing as Batman.
Yeah, but we like
Batman
smarter.
Is 10 times better, thank you very much. He has better gadgets.
If he was so much better, why doesn't he have a flying suit?
He does. He does have a flying suit.
He doesn't have a shit ton of them like Iron Man does. Iron Man has for every kind
of
situation.
Well, so does
he has
Batman.
Like any kind of gadget
they
you
don't
can think
fly
of.
And shit, though.
Yes, he does. Yeah, he has a flying suit.
I think it's Hellbat or whatever.
What, one of them?
One of them. And that's the only one he can use to beat Superman. And the shit part is he had Superman make it for him.
Let's see here. There's Batman... That's probably the best animated shows and movies, probably, I would say.
Yeah, that's the only thing they had, is animated.
Not even movies, what the hell?
No, he's talking about animated movies, because their animated movies are good.
Not live action.
Teen Titans Go goes into that category, and that is not a good show.
Teen Titans Go is a good
show.
It
is not.
It is hilarious.
Oh my God.
It is hilarious.
You would put the... Teen Titans Go over the original Teen Titans?
I would, yes.
You,
I think it's
what
hilarious.
The fuck?
The original's what? Good, but...
Don't even, dude. How
Teen
are you
Titans Go is hilarious.
Conversation
it is
anymore?
Hilarious.
Like, Teen Titans Go is garbage.
Like, I would rather watch Family Guy than watch
even,
Teen Titans Go.
Even
and
the,
I don't like Family Guy.
Even
I
the,
did before when it originally came out. I don't like it now because it's nothing but poo humor. And, like, it's just... It's bad. It's
I
dumb.
I love poo humor.
Anyways, it's just bad. It's
anyways, but like I was saying, even the kind of... crappy-ish animated Batman movies are still better than any kind of thing Marvel's put out. Like the Gotham by Gaslight. That was kind of weird. I mean, it was kind of cool.
Oh, so you're saying the live-action one.
No.
I'm saying any kind of animated Marvel stuff.
Oh, okay.
I've already said
Batman movies is better than like Endgame. He doesn't like
Endgame was okay.
He didn't like Endgame or Infinity War.
It's because he's got a hard-on for Thor. It's
but
wasn't
Thor was
relevant.
In.
He wasn't game. Relevant in it though. He's all.
He
bad
didn't.
Shit.
Yeah. He wasn't Thor really is, relevant in Infinity War, and then he was kind of chubby in Endgame, so he lost his chubby for Thor.
Now I will say the Batman, you know, live action movies
fucking
they've been
Bat-tard, dude. God.
They've been hit and miss. I mean for sure.
I only like it because Bane broke fucking Batman's back, and I was like, that's right.
That
the
is
Christian,
in
the
my
Christian
opinion.
Belts are probably obviously the best. Ones,
yes,
but.
And in my opinion the. The one with Bane is my favorite. Now, that joke, the one with
Heath Ledger,
that's my favorite.
Not that Batman isn't my favorite, but that's my favorite Joker. I was so
that
sad.
That is definitely
died.
The best Joker.
Even the 90s Batmans, I mean, they were goofy, but I still like
yeah,
them.
Yeah, but were you a
with
Heath
the,
Ledger
with the
fan
the Batman
before?
Suits with the nipples on them? You gotta like those,
oh
right?
Oh my God,
those were funny.
That's why they're so
I saw his movies, and I liked him as an actor. He was a good actor. But like that just fucking...
Yeah, but did you like him before he died, or did your, you know, what, like for him, like, skyrocket after he died?
Well, I'd say it's about the same. I didn't like him more because he was dead.
Well, because a lot of people came out and were saying that he was their favorite actor, and they only came out saying he was their favorite actor because
he
died.
That's like people saying, like, I was always a Deadpool fan before the movies.
Yeah. I only became a Deadpool fan because of the movies. Like, I never read
Deadpool.
The comics.
I
knew of him, but, you know, I was like, all right, whatever.
I like
and
Deadpool
then Ryan Reynolds fucking made him.
I did not like Ryan Reynolds' last portray of Deadpool before when he had like when he was kind of like Wolverine. He had one. He had swords come out of his.
You like that one?
No, I don't. Okay. I did not like that.
Yeah, nobody liked that one. That was X-Men or Wolverine.
Origins,
whatever. God, that one was horrible. He's shooting laser beams out of his eye.
Yeah.
But anyways, okay, I'm basing this off of popularity.
Even it's not even popular than more popular than
Batman is so much more popular than any Marvel character.
No.
Like oh okay, my God. Look at the toys. Batman has the best toys. Like the Batman
the
mobiles.
No.
Go look at the kid aisle. Go to your whatever store, Target.
Of course
Walmart,
you're going to Target.
Wherever you want to go. These guys, for some reason, like Walmart. I don't know why. Anyways.
The Target.
Pet dog. Pet dog.
It's Target.
Oh, Target, where you can get your pet dog in Munguda.
If you shop at Target, fuck you.
Oh. Sorry. That was
I'll choose Target any day over Walmart.
I'll go to Target. But
Walmart is so
Walmart.
Much,
I like Walmart. You see the Walmartians, tons of people.
Cheaper.
You're
no,
running
Walmartians?
Into people. I'll pay the 10 cents more and go to Target. Thank you very much.
10 cents.
Elijah's also
ass.
Scared to go to certain sides of town.
Yeah, he's gated community, like sheltered.
Yeah.
Anyways. Like private school gated community.
But like I was saying, Batman.
No.
You ask any 8-year-old kid, I guarantee you, Batman will be within the top two. If you say, what's your favorite?
I'll call my
favorite
house.
Superhero?
All right, you know
Batman
what?
Will be either one or two.
No, I can call my house. I can't do it right now because we're using my phone. But I can call my house, have my wife put my son on the phone, and I'll be like, who's your favorite superhero?
Have you showed him Batman?
Yes.
He probably doesn't even know what Batman is.
He knows exactly
don't
who Batman is.
Don't you watch
is.
That Batman?
No, he watches
you
Batman.
Can't watch
he
that,
watches
son.
The Teen Titans Go and
I'm
all that. I'm going
to brainwash you to watch Marvel.
But he likes Spider-Man.
Spider-Man was my favorite.
And Captain
as well.
America.
Spider Man's good.
Because,
I'm not gonna say he's not.
America, Captain America.
Spider Man was my favorite. Spider Man was my wife's favorite. My daughter likes Spider Man.
Plus, the casting for Marvel is just so much better.
So much better.
That's only because Disney bought them, and Disney has all this money to throw at it. So
that's a fair point.
Well, if you want to be technical, if DC was so popular, they'd also have the amount of money Disney has. But,
I mean, look how many flops
well, they just made bad choices.
They had. Yes,
DC
I know.
Has just made bad choices.
And
I will agree.
Will
give them the
their
Hulkaman
suits with the fucking
good.
Nipples.
Or should I say Warner
or the super fucking, the super ass cheeks that Batman had when he like turned around and put it on. The only time that ever looked good when it was on Batgirl. It's the only time it looked good.
Yeah. She did look good in that movie.
But I feel like the only good movie that they've done so far, the live actions, is Aquaman. Aquaman was really
Wonder
good.
Woman was really
Wonder
good.
Woman,
oh,
yes.
Yeah, okay,
Wonder Woman
bad,
was good, and
over.
Yes, Aquaman
Woman
was good.
Was
those
good
are the
well.
Best two they've made in a while.
I like the Christian Bell one with.
No, I've
seen
it in a little while. Yes.
Tom Hardy.
I'm saying since those. Yes.
Okay.
That's the best DCs they've made since those. Like the Suicide Squad. Not very good.
No.
The Joker, I don't know what
the
heck
they're
doing.
Bird of Prey. Birds of Prey,
yeah, that's what
whatever.
Yeah, Birds of Prey, which came out today, which I don't know if I'll see in the theaters. I mean, I'll eventually watch it, but I don't know if I want to see it.
I've heard that people are complaining about the title to it.
Birds
does she
Prey.
Look good, though, in that movie?
Yeah, Birds of Prey.
I think
she looked better in Suicide Squad. I don't know. I guess they were complaining about it, and now they were supposedly thinking about changing the title or something. I don't know, but it obviously didn't because if it got released today, they just kept it. So,
do you know what Birds of Prey means?
What does Birds of Prey mean?
It's like smaller birds, basically, like birds that aren't like
birds that get preyed on.
Not really, but it's like pigeons and shit like that.
What?
Birds of prey.
It's like small birds. Anyways. We want to put like an eagle as a bird of prey. It's not a bird of prey.
I guess.
Anyways. Like vultures aren't birds of prey.
Vultures are scavengers, bro.
Have you ever seen one in real life? They are massive.
Huge. Like them and condors, dude. Like, fuck.
Condors are also... I think they're bigger than vultures, aren't they?
I think so. And condors, like, fucking wingspan is, like, what, 6 feet or some shit?
Something like that. I remember when I was a kid.
Well, condors? Condors are, like, 10 feet.
10 feet, yeah. It's fucking still huge, dude.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I went up north. I can't remember where I was at, but we're, like, in the mountains and shit. And I was going through, like, I was walking in the canyon. I were, like, rounded a corner on this rock, and there's, like, three of them on
what do you got there,
eating, like, eating a corpse and shit. And I was just, like, They were like, as tall as me. Yeah, I was like, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, they're like, they say they're scavengers. Like, those motherfuckers could take you down.
They could have.
If they really wanted to. What are you looking up, Elijah? You're not in the conversation. Like, are you trying to show me how good she looks?
Where's Woody? Oh, he's not doing that.
But you're going to sit here and try to argue that DC is better than Marvel when Marvel, yes, has been bought by Disney and they've had a lot of money to throw at their actors, but like almost none of their movies have flopped. Well, the first Hulk,
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that. The first
Hulk. I liked it, but like...
Yeah, the first Hulk was pretty bad.
I do miss, though, how he got like bigger the more damage he does. Like he got the more damage done to him.
I didn't think he was supposed to get bigger.
Because of his rage. Like, he gets madder and he gets stronger, so he's getting bigger.
Yeah, I guess, but... But what are you thinking over there, Elijah? What are you doing?
Well, I'm thinking all kinds of stuff.
Like what? Share with the crowd.
Well, let's see here.
We got quiet.
Superman number one can kick everybody's butt.
No.
In the Marvel Universe.
Thor. Thor is a god.
Hulk would stomp.
I still think Superman could take all of them. Because.
Doctor Strange. Superman's weak against magic.
Yeah, but all he could do is just open a freaking portal and throw him in there. Like, or maybe, I don't know.
Doctor Strange, but it doesn't matter, is because Superman is weak against magic. He would not be able to fight against Doctor Strange.
Put him in that mirror realm. He could open up the portal.
The mirror realm.
And, like, throw him. It off on his head like he did with that one...
Well, I don't know if that would actually work. Because Superman supposedly is strong enough to be able to grip the dimensions or some shit.
He's caught off guard.
Oh, and by the way, Superman helped take down the KKK. Thank you very much. Marvel can't say anything like that. Marvel can't say anything like that.
Really? Because the KKK is still a thing.
Well, they made it less popular. How about that? There we go.
Okay, well, Marvel took down Nazis. So, like, I mean, where was Superman during the fucking Nazis?
No, this is legit, though. Not like in the comics or movies. This is legit they helped take them down.
Like, I'm just real saying, life. Captain America comic books released like, during World War II.
Not fantasy here. Real life here.
Gave them, like, not necessarily hope, but it took them out of a dark area to be able to enjoy whatever they had during that time. So don't even sit there and
so
say
did ice cream. So what's your point?
Soldiers didn't get ice cream over there.
No, you're saying that it helped, you know, the Americans help ease
the
pain.
No, I'm talking about soldiers. Soldiers were able to get comic books, and it was able to take them out of wherever they were for a second. Yes, I know this sounds like I'm trying to sell comic books or whatever, but it was able to take them out of that section of wherever they were for however long it took them to read that comic.
Got their minds
and enjoy it, yes. Not saying the comic books helped win World War II, but I'm saying it probably couldn't have hurt it.
Confirmed.
So, all right, well, we got to take a short break for our sponsor.
Hey, by the way, leave a comment because you guys all know DC's better than Marvel.
Hit us up on the Facebook group and tell us.
Because you guys know Batman, Superman's what's up.
You know what?
Even Batman alone.
I'm going to make
just say
I'm
Batman.
A great group
just
pull.
Say Batman.
Great pull.
Just say Batman.
DC or Marvel? All right, break time. Hi, welcome back. So... Oh, God, still reeling from this DC shenanigans that Elijah's trying to pull. It's like you're sitting out here spitting these evil shenanigans at us, trying to convert us.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Just do your research, guys. Just do your research. Don't listen to these goofballs.
Your shenanigans are evil, and ours are good and fun.
Oh, gosh. Okay, anyways.
All right.
You guys ready for...
It's time for Random Fact of the Day!
This is for the sweet tooth people, which is nice. Like me.
You say sweet teeth people?
Sweet tooth. Not
sweet
teeth. Tooth.
It sounded like you said teeth.
I'm not that big of a sweet tooth.
Because, you know, I love me some candy. Who doesn't, right? Anyways.
Actually,
okay.
I don't eat a lot of candy.
Oh,
I don't
shut
really
your
have
face.
Big.
I'm big Will and I don't eat face. A lot. I eat a lot of junk food.
Okay, anyways. Here we go. Okay. Three Musketeer bars had three flavors. But
yeah.
Wartime rations made accessing vanilla and strawberry flavoring too difficult. So apparently they had vanilla and strawberry ones also besides chocolate.
Dude. Yes, that's why they were three musketeers.
I don't have a sweet tooth, but I eat the shit out of
a strawberry one. A strawberry musketeer sounds really good.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand why they, like, it's not wartime now. Why don't they bring it back? But no, I've actually heard that they used to have all, you know, that's why they were called three musketeers, because they were three different types. And I was like, dang.
They were invented in 1932, so I'm guessing World War II done. Destroyed strawberry and vanilla musketeers for us all to enjoy. Gosh dang it.
Nazis.
Another thing that the freaking war did.
Nazis.
Gosh
and
dang
Japanese.
It.
God.
Nazis.
Damn it.
Nazis got rid of the three musketeers.
Well, actually, while we're on the topic, I guess, of World War II, conspiracy theory time, folks.
Here we go.
Conspiracy time.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
So, while we were on the topic of World War II, did you guys know, supposedly, that there, well, not this part wasn't supposedly, this part's true, that the Japanese, we actually fought, I'm going to fucking sock you, we actually fought the Japanese on U.S. Land.
You talking about the containment camps?
No.
Time out.
We fought, World War II was fought. Somewhat.
Are you talking about on the mainland? Not
on
Hawaii, but the mainland.
Alaska.
Oh,
on
okay.
Alaska.
Yes.
Wait, really?
Yes. Japanese. Now, this is the supposable part. I mean, apart from Pearl Harbor, you know. But,
I don't even know if Alaska was a state by then.
But.
Yeah, what?
I don't think Alaska was a state.
Anyways. They fought. It might be territory now. I don't know. But they landed in Alaska. And they hid in the mountains. I think the city's called Norm. I think it's called. Or a town called Norm. Or, anyways.
Yeah, Alaska didn't become a state till 1959.
Okay, well then. Was it a U.S. territory?
I mean, yeah, it probably was.
Okay, so U.S. territory.
Well.
Look it up. When was Alaska?
No, because we bought it from Canada, did we not?
I don't know. But.
Yeah, I think it was Canada we bought it from.
But.
Anyway.
All right, continue this conspiracy.
They apparently it made it extremely hard for our troops to, you know, to get them out, because at the time, well, even now, a fog rolls in on the hills, and it kind of just sits there, like a mist. So when they would go in, it was literally walking through soup, basically, because of how thick the fog was.
Yeah.
So it was hard to find them.
Wasn't there actually, like, a battle in Alaska? Like they came over and it was like too damn like, cold.
I don't believe
like,
so.
That I don't know.
So, time out.
Or was it? Oh, I can't remember.
So you're,
I'd have to look it up.
You say this is a conspiracy theory? This isn't fact, you're saying?
I'm saying the conspiracy theory is that they supposedly had a base up there for a while after.
Japan,
yes.
Japan did.
Supposedly.
During the war.
They had a base after the war.
After the war, they had supposedly had a base.
A hidden base.
So that conspiracy theory, man.
Okay. Well, I know that. During the war, that we trained a whole bunch of Russians up there in Alaska to
because
we were going to send them to Japan before we blew it up.
I mean, you know,
before we took our dick out and laid it on the table,
we're like, get out of here.
Who would fucking drop that?
America pulled their nuts out and said, what's up?
No, see, we didn't pull our nuts out. We dropped the Enola Gay, dropped the fucking bomb, dude. I'm like, bam!
I wonder if they call it Enola Gay because the Japanese knew they were about to get fucked.
All right, Carlos Mencia, calm down. Calm down, Carlos Mencia. Yeah, Carlos Mencia made the exact same joke. And he goes on to say back.
Really?
Yes.
I've never even heard of this guy.
They named the plane that dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima the Enola Gay so Japan could know they were about to get fucked in the ass, is what he says.
I've never even heard of this guy.
Right? I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, right? Anyways, it's time for Shower Thoughts with Sexy Rexy.
Wait, what?
All right, guys, I got two of them. Before you think, say anything, Liza, shut your mouth. Soak this in, guys.
I thought there was a soak it up.
I'm going to slap your tits.
My what?
Your tits.
I got mitts, okay? They're mitties. Man titties, not titties. Anyways, go on.
I'm going to slap whatever you got. All right,
bongos on those things.
Soak this up real quick. It's not possible to jump up and down. You can only jump up and fall down.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Chuck Norris could.
Chuck Norris can do anything.
Yeah. Well, wait. I want to elaborate on that one. Because if you were in zero gravity, you could technically jump up and down.
We're not ever, none of us are ever going to be in zero gravity.
I'm just saying you could jump up and down.
Technically, you can't even really jump. You just move around.
No, because you can kick off, which is a jumping motion.
Whatever.
And then, ha.
All right, and here's another one. When you accidentally drink ocean water, there's also a slight chance that you've drank part of someone's ashes released in the sea.
That's disrespectful.
Disgusting.
Yeah, a lot of people dump their relatives down the ocean.
I do want to be put in the ocean. I want to be cremated, put in the ocean. But I don't want to be just, here you go.
You basic bitch.
No, I want to be mixed in with concrete to make coral reefs.
That's actually kind of a good idea.
Frick. No, that's an actual thing. Cool. You can actually have your ashes mixed in with special concrete that they make artificial coral reefs for fish. Because the coral reefs are all dying and whatnot.
Oh, great coral reef. I thought it was already dead.
No,
it's dying. It might be dead. I don't know. No, last I heard, it's dying.
Oh, the Great Barrier Reef.
The Great Barrier Reef in Australia is still there. It's just not as big as it used to be.
It's not as big as it used to be.
Too many people stepping on them.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. It get all fucked up because we all used to.
Don't people eat that crap, coral?
I don't know. Do I look
like I eat coral?
Hey, I thought some people do that crap. I could be wrong.
Oh my god.
I mean, we do eat seaweed. I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't eat fucking seaweed.
I don't know. People eat a lot of weird crap out of the ocean.
Dude, sushi is so damn good. I love sushi.
Have
you seen some of that crap the Asians eat? That's why we got the swine, or not the swine flu, the coronavirus.
Fucking
what are those things?
They're over there eating bats, baby rats,
They're drinking the bat blood and stuff.
Yeah, they're like biting into it. They're like, oh, you think that's funny biting me? Yeah.
I don't know how true it is, but I've seen a lot on like Facebook. People, I guess they post like links that's like, I guess it's confirming that the coronavirus, not mutated, but started from like bat's blood or whatever.
Probably. I think a bat bit a snake and a snake bit a human or some crap like that. I don't even know. Some bit something and bit something.
What is this? The fish ate the fish and got eaten by another giant fish.
And then, what was it? The cat ate the bird who ate the fly? Or ate the spider who ate the fly? Perhaps it'll die?
Maybe.
And now we got the coronavirus and now everybody's dying. Great.
Where's that from?
It's a fucking
nursery rhyme.
Old school nursery rhyme. Like, really fucking old.
Fall asleep to this real quick. shit eating stuff.
Fucking wake up!
Put my ass to sleep. Jesus.
What? Nobody's even talking about it. You're the one that brought it up, ding dong.
I brought it up. What are you talking about? You're the one who just said it, tard.
Beside the fucking point. Did you guys also see that thing, the stuff that's going on in Korea?
What?
No.
They're boiling cats and dogs alive and then eating them.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, granted,
I saw this on Facebook, so, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
You also got to think that their culture is different than ours. Like,
but
how
they're
they
boiling them alive.
We boil lobsters alive.
That is true.
I guess, but it's a dog, dude. Like, I guess if you're hungry,
it's their culture. That's how they see. They don't see dogs and cats
in the Philippines,
but
the Philippines, they like
pets.
Them some dogs.
Like I said, I saw it on Facebook, and it said Korea.
That's like India. They don't eat cows because they believe that they're sacred. We eat the fuck out.
Yeah, they're like starving over there. There's cows walking down the road. It's like,
be honest with you,
what the frick?
People probably might think I'm sadistic, but I'd eat a fucking dog or a cat. I don't care. Even if I was like, oh, it's my last resort, I'm starving. No, I'd try it. I don't give a shit.
Nah, not me. Nah.
Not you.
Not me. If it was an apocalyptic situation and like I had.
Okay,
to,
it depends.
Yeah.
What kind of dogs and cats are we talking about? Are we talking about
Yeller out the back.
You ain't gonna get nothing from a fucking chihuahua.
Old Yeller out the back, dog.
Man, that chihuahua ain't gonna give you nothing. That's like eating a chicken wing.
Hey, some chicken wings are pretty damn good.
Yeah, but it ain't gonna fill you up. You only got four of those things.
You need something husky, right?
Yeah,
like a husky.
Like a husky.
Like a husky.
Like a bull mastiff. Great name might be, you know. Anyways, we're not going to sit here and talk about eating dogs.
I'm just saying, I would, dude. I'd try it.
We're going to pee to freaking on us here in a second.
Screw PETA.
What?
Say we're going to pee.
Oh, PETA. I was like, what? I thought you said you were going to pee on us in a second. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Justin, he just gave me camel not too long ago. Like, just earlier this break. Camel mixed with
I guess, you know, I mean, that's
That was
fair.
So good, though, dude. It was good.
I like shark jerky, dude.
Shark jerky?
Shark jerky is good. It's a little salty, a little dry sometimes.
Deer jerky is
good.
Deer jerky is so good.
I can get down with some venison.
Oh, yeah.
How about you, Elijah? You're probably... No, he's more of a...
What about sheep testes?
You would eat sheep testes.
You've eaten Rocky Mountain oysters, haven't you?
Maybe. Just pour some gravy on that.
No, see, he's more of the type of person that wouldn't eat them on the plate. He'd just gobble them down from underneath.
Raw.
Still attached.
Raw. That one movie, Apocalypta, remember they, like, right in the beginning where they kill the animal and they make the dude eat the testicles. So, like, it's tradition. He eats it and they all start laughing at him.
Oh, God. Fucking tradition.
That's Elijah, but movie. No one's laughing. He's
tradition.
Enjoying it.
Fucking.
But he's enjoying it.
Movies where they do that, like, Red Dawn, they did that. They had to eat the deer heart.
I thought he had to drink the blood.
I thought, they had to drink the blood in the first one, but I thought he had to take a bite out of the heart in one of them.
We should do some kind of thing like that, you know. Some kind of pack.
No, I'm good.
We'll get tattoos of our logo on us.
We don't even have a logo yet.
Well, when we get it. Hey, guys, by the way, logo coming out pretty soon. You guys better check it out. They're like, oh,
we'll
logo.
We'll post it on there. Let us know how you guys think about it.
That's a fly-looking logo right there. Yeah, baby.
We've already talked about it, but we doubt Elijah's going to get a tattoo at a certain point of viewership. We're talking about getting tattoos, and I doubt Elijah will get one. He says he will, but I doubt it.
If the audience calls me out, and we get a lot of people like, hey, you better get a tattoo, I'll be like, well, give me this many views, and we'll do it, baby.
I'm getting a new tattoo tomorrow.
Ooh, new tat. New ink. New tat.
Ink, dog. Getting inked up.
Getting it.
It's like a drug.
So, okay. One, before we end the show here.
We got plenty of time.
And I said, before we end the show, come to your titties.
I'm the one that ends
calm
that shit.
Calm those titties.
Middies.
Okay, anyways.
Middies.
It's Valentine's Day. What you guys doing for your schnookums?
Your schnookums? I think I kind of already met. No, I didn't, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I mentioned you guys, but not on the thing.
Oh, you're right.
Did you?
He didn't say. Okay.
No.
Yeah, no.
No. So what I did was I combined my wife's Valentine's Day gift and her birthday gift. Mm. And what I did was I got her tickets to her favorite band. We're going to see Blue October. Ooh. May 31st. I did mention this, but it was on the Fallop episode we did. Yeah.
What about you, Elijah? What are you doing?
You know, I'm gonna turn the lights down low, put some
lock the door,
slow magic on. You know,
lock the door and turn the lights down low.
Right, you know, do a little hanky panky maybe. You know,
mine's simple because we don't. Like...
I hope your wife listens to this because you're talking to everybody about it. So, Rex, what you got?
We didn't really have much money.
Well, it's time to close it up.
We have much money, so it's not about money. I know,
bro.
But I still want to like do something. So I bought. I'm gonna
you can
buy
make,
after
you
work,
can make her a car.
I'm gonna buy a steak, potatoes. I'm gonna cook for her. Baked potatoes, steak, salad, and when she gets home, I'm gonna have a bath done for
sounds
her.
Yummy.
Sure, you hit
several
us on
times a day.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Oh, no,
the group. The group. Come on. I mean, we got a lot of people in the group. We need more feedback, guys, so we know what you guys want to talk about, so we can make sure it's good content for you. So, that's it. I'm Big Will.
I'm the best one on the show, Elijah. Woo woo.
Peace out, you
guys. You know you
lovely
like me.
Motherfuckers.
Late.